Welcome into episode 77 of the Godly Amen podcast. Today we are talking about reputations. Your reputation matters, and I realize this is a podcast for 15 to 25 year olds. We've always said that. This is something maybe you're not thinking of from 15 to 25 about your reputation.
It's not on your mind a lot.
Not on your mind. You know the 80 year old gentleman that's got a great reputation in the neighborhood, or the guy at church, the 60-year-old who's, man, he's got a stellar reputation, or the bad guy at work or whatever, maybe, that's in his 40s, it's like, yeah, he's got a drinking problem, right? He's kind of got that reputation. So reputations, a lot of times, can be that's really far off. That's decades, and we'll kind of figure out the reputation as we go. We don't think about establishing it now, but we're here to say maybe we should.
And the other thing is, when you consider your reputation, a lot of it does depend on other people. What other people think of you, how other people view you. And so there can be a kind of a tendency for young guys to be like, well, you know, you just can't control what other people think, or, you know, let them think what they want, or who cares what they think. And believe me, I am, you know, the number one advocator for you need to stop caring so much what people think. On the other hand, there is an element of understanding your reputation can be one of the most important things that you have.
Right.
Your reputation is something that you should treasure. It's something that you should cherish, something that you should work to build up. And yeah, I mean, we're 15, 25-year-olds for this podcast, as is the case with most of the things we talk about. If you start now and thinking about your reputation and considering how an action you might take might impact your reputation, either for the good or for the bad, man, you're going to be set up pretty well. And so a lot of things we want to get into with this episode when it comes to reputation. We're going to talk about why it matters, of course, as we always do. We're going to talk about what does the Bible have to say. And then I think probably the most important meat of the outline is going to be how to build a good reputation. Yeah. You can, everybody who's listening and watching can think of somebody who is like, man, that's a bad reputation. Somebody who has a bad reputation, you can think of immediately. And almost all those people are the ones who have done something, said something, put themselves out there in a way that's like, yep, that's a bad reputation. We got to talk about how to avoid that and how to build up a good one.
That's absolutely right. And so why this matters, you know, we want to talk about, as you said, why this matters and building it up and such. As you already got into, like, we're not saying that what other people think matters more than what God thinks, but if you think that this is not going to affect your prospects, if you think that this reputation is not going to follow you, whether it's fair or not, think again. This is why this matters, is the reputation that you begin to build now could reverberate, could follow you for years. You see, these are tragic circumstances, of course, but you see guys that are like, they did something in their maybe 20s when they were really stupid, and they become known by that. They're called a certain name that kind of reminds them of that by their buddies, or even worse, in the community, they're known as...
They can't escape it,
exactly. Basically. They can't escape it. You see somebody who is messing around with a 16-year-old, maybe he's 18, he's messing around with a 16-year-old, just being stupid, and he gets put on the sex offender list. Yes, that's tragic. I'm not saying that's going to happen to everybody. But that's what we're talking about, is you can make mistakes. He's 18, he's an adult. He's legally an adult, and he's messing around with a minor, even though it's his girlfriend, 2 years, things like that. If the charges are pressed and whatnot, like I said, that is on the far end of the spectrum. But it's that concept of, he's just 18. Well, I'm just 15. What difference does it make? Some of the mistakes we make, we're going to get into this a little bit more. Some of that matters, but these things stick around for a long time. And to be a godly young man, as you grow, reputation matters in life. It opens up opportunities, open up doors. It's a very important part of being a godly man, is to have a proper and appropriate reputation. And if we're giving that up for stupid reasons, we need to consider strongly what it looks like to regrow or to regain a positive reputation.
Well, and I would say, make sure that you know you will have a reputation, whether you want one or not, whether you think it's fair or not, you will have one. And so it's kind of the old saying of like, okay, if I'm going to have one, I might as well make it a good one.
Right.
That would kind of be what encouragement that I would give to you is, like, you're going to have a reputation, so you might as well work to build it up to be a good reputation. Again, what we're going to spend the majority of our time on, Joe, you've got on here, like, this, your reputation can affect your prospects for a spouse, your prospects for a job. If the guys that run companies are very good at, like, spotting talent and spotting, you know, certain things of, like, this is going to make a really good hire. A quick turnoff can be, does not have a good reputation. Not hiring him.
Right.
Not hiring that person because of their reputation. It can literally, your life could be set up in an incredible way, or your life, you could just miss out on opportunities based on your reputation. That's a huge deal.
This has happened twice in Will's life, actually, so I'll brag on him for a second. Where he was doing a job in one job and did it so well, he got the reputation, people coming in and seeing how well that he did, that they offered him a better job at a different place. And he moved up and made significantly more in both locations for that reason, because his reputation preceded him. People were able to see his reputation was really, really solid in the job aspect, and so his job prospects changed because of the reputation that he had with the friends that you hang out with
the, just the friends is a big one. Like if you get a reputation, man, that guy's a really good friend. That's great. That's a great reputation to have.
Or if he's the bad guy, then the friends that you're going to attract, you're going to find the druggies and you're going to find the real rotten apples gravitating toward you, because that's kind of your reputation, is maybe you kick it with those guys. Let's make sure that we realize the opportunities and prospects in our lives will be drastically altered or changed or ruined based off of our reputation. So that's why this matters. We're going to start off. We always try to start off with, in each episode, why are we even talking about this? Why does this matter? Because a godly young man ought to have a reputation that's fantastic. And that brings us to scripture that actually talks about this. I'm going to open and read a couple Old Testament. Let Will read a couple New Testaments here. But the first one we want to read is Proverbs 22, verse 1. Proverbs 22, 1. A good name is to be more desired than great wealth. Favor is better than silver and gold. A good name is to be more desired than great wealth. Reputation matters. Having a good name. Yeah. I mean, that says it all, that, great, you can have a ton of money, but if everybody knows you as a jerk, what good does it do? But on the other side, like, that's just how important it is desire this. And then Ecclesiastes 7, verse 1, a good name is better than a good ointment, and the day of one's death is better than the day of one's birth. He's kind of saying the same thing. Once again, it's same writer with the wisest man ever in Solomon. But his whole point is reputation does matter. It's better than the top of the top. It's better than anything you can have in life, because people look at that guy and go, man, he's a stud. We want that as godly young men.
Yeah, so I'd go to Matthew 5:16. Words of Jesus, of course, here where he says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. So because of your good deeds, because of your reputation, what is the byproduct of that? God is glorified. People can see God through you because of your reputation, because of the way that you carry yourself. That's supremely important. And then 1 Timothy chapter 4, kind of the theme of like every youth camp or every youth day ever. But man, there's so much value here. 1 Timothy 4:12 and following, let no one, Paul writing to Timothy, let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word and conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. He goes on to say a few more things there, but then verse 16, take heed to yourself and to the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this you will save both yourself and those who hear you. Paul writing to this guy, Timothy, who was obviously a younger guy, we don't know exactly how old, but he essentially says, don't give people a reason to look down on you because you're young. In other words, establish and maintain a great reputation.
Right.
Because if you do that, nobody's going to be able to look at Timothy, this goofy young guy. No, he's telling Timothy, make sure that you establish and build up your reputation as somebody who cannot be looked down on because they're young.
And the reason why I had the "and" following, and I appreciate you reading that, because look at verse 15, take pains with these things. Be absorbed in them.
Give yourself entirely to them.
So that your progress will be evident to all. People are paying attention and people will see the reputation that you gain. And then as you just said, pay close attention to yourself and to your teaching. Persevere in these things. For as you do this, you will ensure salvation both for yourself and for those who hear you. That is him saying, Timothy, your reputation matters so much right now that if Timothy's going to go in, and as he's calling himself, Paul's calling Timothy in Ephesians or in Ephesus, get these things right. Call out false teachers, establish an eldership, help the widows, establish good relationships within the church. There's a multiple points of 1 Timothy of what he's trying to tell him to do. Imagine if Timothy had a horrible reputation among those in the church. Imagine if he is, and he's actually going to go into how he treats everybody in 5, 1, and 2, and 3. You know, you're going to get into that of being an older man, appeal to him as brother, younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, younger women as sisters, and all purity. And then talking about honoring the widows. Imagine if he was messing around, doing what he's not supposed to with the women.
Or even just being goofy.
Being goofy, being kind of a, I know we say this and people probably get mad, but just being a loser. Like, how much clout is he going to carry in that congregation? This is why reputation matters, and this is why Paul is putting such an emphasis on this. Like, Timothy, you're about to do the work of the Lord. You're about to call out false teachers and do all these amazing things. You have to have a reputation that precedes you as a man of God who takes this seriously, who's paying attention to these things, understands I'm not going to allow from my unwholesome speech, or I'm not going to allow from my conduct or from my purity and the way I carry myself to undermine the message of the gospel. That's what we as Christians do when you have a guy in church who's seen as a, whatever it may be, a who knows, a serial adulterer or whatever. Like, that hurts the gospel so much for somebody to take that reputation and to not consider that at all. And so we wanted to get into kind of use that. Well, I'm going to let you kick us off on this as to how do you build a good one? We're talking about the importance of it. We see the importance of it. We could probably go down this list with 1 Timothy here in 4:12, but we have come up with some hallmarks. Will and I both contributed to the list here as to ways we think we can build a positive reputation. And let me also say, maybe to work past a negative reputation you've had as a kid or even in, you know, in young adulthood. There are ways out of this, and we think this is how you get there. So go ahead and get us started.
Very quickly, I was thinking, like, what are guys in the Bible that, like, completely changed the reputation? The Apostle Paul, kind of the first one that comes mind. Of, like,
no kidding.
He had a reputation of, like, oh, yeah, murdering Christians and, you know, putting them in jail. And then
kind of a
out,
change.
Yeah, a little bit of a change of direction there. So you can change your reputation. But how do you build a good one? These are going to be basic, but I would say not common. These are basic traits, basic things, but they're not very common. And so you're like, okay, yeah, I know all this stuff. A lot of young guys, 15 to 25, don't have these, and so that's why we're mentioning them. The first one is honesty. Be honest. Tell the truth. Again, super simple, but a lot of people don't. Joe, you got on here, are you honest when no one else is around? Do you have, you know, integrity would be another word, I guess, that you could use, a synonym kind of for that. Are you an honest person? Do people catch you in lies? Are you deceptive? Those types of people don't have very good reputations. And so a surefire way to build a good reputation is to not be deceitful, to not be manipulative, to not be caught in a bunch of lies and, you know, saying things that you know are not true and then getting caught in it. Like, just be honest. That'd be step number one, I would say.
Yeah, as we said a couple episodes ago with Jordan Peterson, tell the truth. Tell the truth. Even if it hurts, you tell the truth all the time. And yeah, I think I meant integrity when I put that down, when no one else is around. But it still is the idea of don't defraud your boss. Be honest with the work that you're doing. Be honest with the money that you're handed and such. Like, be honest in those areas where nobody can accuse you of anything. That's the first step. And you would come up with that one. And I think that has to be number one, is you have to be an honest person who is trustworthy in that way. Number two is reliability. Do you show up even when it might cost you dearly? Do you, you know, I told you that I'd be there. I have this conflict. My friends want to do that. No. Are you reliable? Can people count on you at the end of the day? Because if you want the reputation, as we'll get to kind of toward the end of this, the flake isn't reliable. The flake is somebody
that
can't depend on him for anything. You know, you ask him for help and it's like, yeah, I'll be there Saturday morning. Oh, man, I really want to sleep in on Saturday morning.
Man, I totally forgot I had this.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, I stayed up late on Friday with my friends and I overslept. I had a friend over. No, you made the commitment. Hold yourself to that commitment. Be reliable.
Yep. The next one I would say is just kindness. Are you kind to people? Are you nice to people? Do you greet them with a smile? I'm a pretty big believer that people have a certain look about them that you can just kind of tell. When somebody walks in, like, do they look at you and you're like, that's a nice person? Okay, Will, that's really subjective. Yes, but it's the way you carry yourself. How do you talk to the waiter or waitress at the restaurant? How do you talk to the person who is clearly inferior to you in whatever it is, playing a sport or just inferior at work, or, you know, your subject or whatever, I mean, the person that reports to you, whatever it is. Are you kind? Are you kind to people? That is, again, another surefire way to build a good reputation.
Are you kind only to those who can do something for you?
Yeah,
I think that's right. That's a big thing, and that's what I meant to put down here.
Really nice to your boss, but a jerk to the person who's cleaning the floor or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, well, he can't offer me anything. We don't think in those terms of he can't offer me anything, but that's very much what it is I'll be kind to the right person. No. Are you kind all the time? And it's kind of a weird one to have on a godly or this masculinity podcast, right? This is really, really important to establish a positive reputation, because some of the most masculine guys I know, when they're kind, it's like, that's incredible. This he's one of the most kind and gentle men that I know, but he could also beat me to death if he ever wanted to. Like, there is such a stark contrast in that of he's kind, and I know I can trust him in that kindness, that he's not going to work me over here and to take advantage of me in some way. He's going to be honest. He's going to be reliable, but he's really going to be kind to those that are around him. He's going to be kind to his wife and kids. He's going to be kind to the people that can do nothing for him, that it costs him. Maybe it costs him a lot to do so. That's what kindness is as a man of God. Number four is determination. Somebody who sets their mind to something and does it. I mean, they are determined to...
They get stuff done.
Yes, they get stuff done. They set goals and they're determined to get it. And they don't allow anything to really get in the way of, well, you know, I did set that goal, but... It's just really hard. I've had a lot going on. No, you're determined. You set the goal and you told yourself you're going to, and you do whatever it takes. If that's accountability, if that's getting, you know, alarm set on your phone every 10 minutes to remind you to do something, you are determined to do something. If you want a positive reputation, I think determination is a key to getting to that point.
I'll skip the next one you've got and go to our number five, and then you can end with the, we can make number six, but I would say consistency is the next one. Ties very much into determination, but like, you are consistent in your actions, you're consistent in your words, you're the same guy. Genuine would be another way that I would put that. But like, again, you're the same guy at work that you are at church. You're the same guy hanging out playing sports that you are, you know, at the dinner table. You are consistent in your character. You're consistent when you're talking to people, and then just consistency in your habits as well. Consistent in pushing for things, consistent with, again, all areas of life. I'd say, again, very much ties into the determination point, but a guy who is consistent in showing up, consistent in his speech, his language, his actions, et cetera, is going to be somebody with a good reputation.
Let me also say this, the consistency and why this is so important. The other ones on this list, this is why I, you know, it's toward the end of this list. If you're honest for a little bit, nobody cares. If you're determined for 2 months, nobody cares. If you are kind,
sometimes,
but you're not consistent in it, nobody cares.
Yeah.
There are people that want to change your reputation. Man, I've been known as kind of a jerk, and I really want to change that. And so for 2 weeks, they're really, really nice. And they are shocked when people don't believe it.
Yeah.
Consistency. If you want to change any reputation, if you want to establish your reputation, doing it for 2 weeks, doing it for 2 years is not necessarily going to establish a long-term reputation. We're talking about consistently showing up day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, and maybe even decade after decade, showing up, trying your best. That doesn't mean we're always going to be perfect in it, but trying your best to reach these things. That's the only way to establish a solid reputation, is consistency in all of these areas.
To add a sports illustration into this, there's guys that have played the NFL, quarterbacks that have played incredible games, and the next game they played like a third string backup on a varsity team. You know why they don't have jobs? Because they weren't consistent. They couldn't consistently produce at a high level. Nobody cared about their great game. Again, apply that to any sport. The best athletes in the world are consistently great. And to add to that, there's guys that are consistently solid. Yep. They typically have jobs in the NFL, whereas the guy who has a really great game and then an awful game probably doesn't have the job, as opposed to the guy that is consistently, he's not amazing, maybe he's not Mahomes, but he's Kirk Cousins. He's solid. He's consistently solid. Again, just use a sports example. Yeah.
No, I think that's a great idea. My mind was going to golf. We were just talking about this off air of Scottie Scheffler and the run that he's on, and he's just incredible right now. He's consistent in this. He continues to win, but he's one of the most consistent since Tiger, because so many of these guys win. Rory won. He hadn't won a major.
Great heights and then low lows.
Exactly. Yeah. He hadn't won a major. He chokes away the U.S. Open in the last few holes. Like, the consistency isn't there, and it is so glaring when it comes to reputation. And Rory is kind of getting this reputation as a choke artist.
Yeah.
When it matters, he's not going to be there, because for a decade he's been consistent in not being consistent.
Yeah.
So pay attention to that. The last one on our list is to how to build a good one. We wouldn't be the Godly Young Man podcast without mentioning...
I had to bring this one up.
Godliness.
Yep.
Godliness. You have to have this on the list. I mean, this is the whole purpose of having a reputation. If you're known as a kind guy, but you're godless, the atheist who's really reliable, okay, so what?
Yeah.
So what? Ultimately, it matters zero. So that's the importance of us being consistently godly throughout our life. We need people to be able to show up, and this goes to the Matthew 5 passage, 5:16. Let your light shine. That is a godliness that is seen among everybody else, where you are consistently godly, and people looking at it go, that's a godly man. And we know people like this in our life. It's like, that is a very godly man. He's close to God. And it's so interesting to see the world and the way they react to that person of like, oh, wow, this guy knows his Bible, right? He's a holy man type of thing. And this could just be an older gentleman at church that really is good. But to see the way that people talk about that, they do revere that. And there is a level of respect even in the world, for older people in the world, usually nowadays, maybe young kids not, but for older people, there still is a level of respect of the godly man who is very close to God. That matters.
Yeah.
That not just in the church, that matters outside the church as well.
Yeah, so there were our six, I think it was six kind of points of how to build a good reputation. I'm sure we left some off, not an exhaustive list, but those are kind of the main ones that we came up with. The next part that we want to get to, and then we'll hustle through the last part, this is the point that I personally really wanted to drive home with this reputation episode, is how important it is in the sense that you can lose your reputation. You can lose your good reputation based off of one decision.
Yep.
One mistake, one slip up, one thing you say, one thing you do. As long as it takes to build up a good reputation, it can come crashing down based on one decision. There was a video I actually just watched. I just heard about this, and I think this is why it was in my mind for this episode, of a guy. He was a CEO, CFO for a company. I'm sure you've heard of this. He was a CFO. I think his name was Adam Smith. Company. He was a CFO for some medical equipment company, making $250,000 a year, living in his dream house, married with kids, like pretty young guy. Well, when Chick-fil-A was having their big backlash because of the, you know, the Dan Cathy took a stance against gay marriage, this guy gets in the drive-thru, orders a water, and just berates the Chick-fil-A girl, videos himself berating the girl at the window about, how could you work for this hateful corporation? You guys are just terrible, and I'm here to steal money from Chick-fil-A, because you just, this poor girl's just sitting there having to listen to this, and films it himself, uploads it to YouTube himself, goes to bed the next day. Next day gets to work, gets called into his office, and is fired on the spot. Because the video went viral. Everybody was, you know, everybody knew this guy's name. They knew what company he worked for. They fired him based off of that reputation. However, guess what? He never, at least the point of this video was made, he could not get another job. He could, literally could not. People would bring him in for interviews. They'd recognize his name and send him packing. They would not hire him. He tells the story. There's one time he did get hired, didn't bring it up what happened. 2 weeks later, they found out that he was the guy from this video, fired him instantly. One mistake, one rough spot. Guy's making $250,000 a year, living in his dream house, and then this video again. It's on YouTube. Now he's on food stamps. He's in a, you know, very rundown house. One decision, one mistake, one very bad decision to berate this poor, you know, to chew out this poor girl working at Chick-fil-A, cost him everything. That's how important your reputation is. And there's a lot more examples Joe's got on here, but you see this a lot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I just put a few examples just in the general, the mega church preachers, how many of those were caught on Ashton Madison? The sex
scandals, yeah.
Or the sex scandals or whatever it is, where, like, your reputation matters so much. And in this one mistake where you go out and you do one bad thing, like, and a lot of these guys, it's years of kind of cutting corners and making bad mistakes, and then it comes out. But you see politicians the same way. They make one mistake, and it follows them. Athletes... one mistake. Sometimes it's several mistakes, but you can be known by this. I think of what's his name? Was it Buckner from the Red Sox, where it goes right between his legs, and that literally was what he was known for the rest of his life, pretty much. I think it's Bill Buckner.
Mark Sanchez, the fumble where he runs into the backside of his offensive lineman. Yeah, that's what everybody knows.
Oh man, like, could you imagine? But this is the pressure you live under. That's why I'm glad I'm not a professional athlete. But legitimately, in all seriousness, one decision can ruin things. And let me say, it doesn't mean that you don't talk about your struggles, because there's a part of, like, well, I don't want to show that I have mistakes. Then it's important to talk to the right people and to get accountable, yeah, and things like that, and to not let your mistakes get out of hand before you handle them and take care. But this is what the grace of Christ is so good for, is there is grace. If you made one of those mistakes, if you have a bad reputation, there's grace for that. And God is willing to call you unto himself if you repent. The consequences, however, such as this guy, don't necessarily go away from these mistakes. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about you going to hell because of a mistake. We are talking about the consequences of potentially, as we talked earlier, losing all these prospects and these opportunities. That can happen in one simple mistake where you weren't thinking.
Thing you post on social media. Remember the girl that, yes, like, posted a super racist thing before she took off? By the time she landed, her tweet had gone viral. She was fired.
Yep.
One tweet.
One tweet. That's all it takes. One Facebook post that people recognize, which for us kids these days, probably not. But one tweet, you know, one thing here, there, that somebody happens to mind and go, whoa, this was you, huh? And you're forced to defend it. I've seen athletes where there was bullying. They bullied a kid. I remember this reading this hockey story where this guy bullied an autistic kid in the hall and ended up being found out. And he had been drafted by an NHL team. He's a very good player. They found out about it and were like, you did this bullying. And it was a pretty bad bullying. Took the kid in the bathroom, basically gave him a swirly. An autistic kid, like, you don't do that. That's really messed up. That's a horrible thing to do. But that mistake cost him everything. The team's like, we want nothing to do with him. And every other team's like, nope. And wow, he never played a game in the NHL because of that one mistake where he thought he was funny with two of his other buddies and went in and was an absolute knucklehead and lost it all. He would have been playing in the NHL. He was a high draft prospect and lost it all because of that. So we could give a bazillion one examples. Yours is, I did not know the rest of that story.
The video on YouTube is insane. That is crazy.
Yeah, and he deserved to be fired for what he did.
Yeah,
because it's pretty rough. But either way, one decision can ruin your reputation. Please pay attention to that. That doesn't mean you have to walk a tightrope. It means think about the things that you post. Think about the things that you do. Think about the people you hang out with.
Be conscious of it, right.
Yeah. Be conscious of it, because there are reputations we want to avoid. We're going to speed through this, so I'll actually kind of let you speed through these. I don't think I have much to say on most of these, but some reputations specifically as young men we want to avoid. We've talked about some of these before, but we just want to rapid fire a little bit of these to say, Make sure you're not this and that you're pursuing something better than
and
this.
And I think the key with this is if you're looked at as somebody who has a good reputation, you probably don't fall into any of these categories. Like, these are kind of the opposite of somebody who has a good reputation.
Yeah, absolutely. So go ahead and get us started. I think we have six of these.
Yeah, so I'll do the first three, and then if you want to do the last three. Sure. So the first one I would say is if you have the reputation of the class clown, the goofball, the super immature guy who's always doing really stupid stuff or saying really stupid things, you probably want to avoid that. It doesn't mean you can't have a sense of humor, can't have fun, all those qualifiers. You don't want to be known as the class clown. Like, oh, yeah, that's the goofball
in the room. We can't take him seriously.
Yeah. You can't take him seriously. You probably don't want to be that guy. You don't want to be the really hot-headed and arrogant guy. Like, the guy that everybody's like, oh, he just has a really short fuse. Don't tick him off. Like, you don't want to be him either. You don't want to be somebody who is looked at as like, you know, don't say the wrong thing around him or he could just snap. Not a good reputation to have. And then thirdly, and then I'll let you take over. Yep. Soapbox of mine. You don't want to be the flake. You do not want to be the guy who, again, cannot be relied upon, can't be depended on to show up, who commits to things and then backs out of commitments and is just not a good friend because he's always, you know, flaking out of stuff. These are, again, things that if you're looking to have a good reputation, you probably want to avoid a lot of these.
Yeah. Last three, the flirt. We've talked about this one before. Don't be the virtual promiscuity guy, right? Who's just hitting up everybody, every chick that he can. He's hitting on every chick possible. Don't be that guy. That gets a reputation.
That's not a good reputation.
It's not a good reputation. You may get some girls. You won't get the right girls from that, and you will be looked down upon, especially as you go from the guy that's just an absolute flirt and not a good reputation to have. Okay, here's one. We'll have to preface this one before we get to... Well, I'll say the bad boy. Pretty self-explanatory. The guy who is pushing the edge, we talked about this a few episodes ago, but like the language, right? You're using some coarse language because you're a little edgy, right? And you're trying to be the bad kid. The tattoos, that does affect your reputation. You may think that it doesn't, and in this day and age, maybe not as much, but there still is a level of, it will affect you.
The clothes you wear, like the t-shirts, what the stuff that, you know, the types of t-shirts you wear, like all those things, just trying to be edgy or the bad boy, again, people with good reputations typically don't do that stuff.
And business usually has good reputations. You might find there's a company back home that they hire those with like the ear piercing or the lip piercings and things like that. They're one of very, very few. Most respectable companies are like, nope, no thank you. We'll go down to the next guy who looks clean cut and is, you know, very respectable. That matters. The last one, the reputation avoid, is kind of the winsome good boy who is super mealy mouse, doesn't really, you know, this is a difficult one. We've talked about this one before, but just the guy that kind of never stands for anything and he's friends to everybody and he's really, really nice, but he's never...
There's no substance.
There's just no substance to him, right? He's just a chameleon. There's no substance, but he's really nice. He's kind. He's nice. He's a good boy, right? You kind of pat him on the head. You really don't want that reputation either, because then if you ever do feel the need to take a stand, it's like, what? Where is that coming from? I've never seen this side of you. You don't want that. You want to be a guy who stands for himself and who knows who he is and doesn't have to be a chameleon, doesn't have to be the good boy who just gets pat on the head. So you don't want to be a bad boy. You don't want to be the good boy. And people go, what boy do I need to be? Just be yourself.
There you go.
Be yourself is what we're saying. And hopefully that is a godly boy, I guess we could say, to make it cheesy. But yes, avoid these reputations.
And it's again, it's very important.
Yeah,
this concept of a reputation, you will build it up. Hopefully, you will continue to build it up through these things: the reliability, the kindness, the determination, all those things. Just make sure that you don't. And it doesn't even have to be necessarily like the Chick-fil-A guy that I mentioned. That was a kind of a malicious thing to do. Like he planned to do that.
It was rough.
It could also just be a stupid decision, like just a, you know, not necessarily malicious. You're not trying to hurt anybody, but it's just, I mean, there's countless teenage stories of people that are just kind of doing dumb things that really damage your reputation. And so I guess our main piece of exhortation with this episode is just be conscious of it. Be mindful. Think about what is your reputation. What are things that you are doing or might, you know, eventually do that could lead to you having a good reputation or a bad reputation. And just consider it, because if you're thinking about it at 17 years old, that's a really good sign. And if these are areas that you kind of need to work on, improve, like I really need to be more reliable or I need to be kinder to people, that would be our encouragement as well, is look for those areas to improve on.
That's a great wrap up. You will positively affect the church having a positive reputation in the community and those around you. It will have a positive effect. Maybe not today. Delayed gratification. We talked about this last time. But it will absolutely make a difference. So Will wrapped us up great. We're going to wrap right there. This has been episode 77, I believe, correct? 77, yep. Man, of the Godly Amen podcast. We will talk to you again next Tuesday. Thank you for listening.